This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. It's great to see you again. So we've got a woodpecker tapping away in the background. They never do it on cue, do they? Well, spring's arriving, and there are lots of signs. We've had our first cuckoo, we've had the swallows. There was just one, and then there was a few, and then there was about a dozen, all whizzing around everywhere. And today I've seen them whizzing through the window in the stable, and there were some marks on the floor, little white marks. And look, they've started building their nest. So that's really good. Really pleased about that. The goose has sat on her eggs still and doing well, I think. No further signs of that jolly old fox, just as well. It was only a little one. I don't think it would be too much of a threat, but you never can tell. So we've also got some other noises in the valley at the moment. Good friend of ours, Paul, has been helping do some replacement of rotten wood on the bridge down the end of the valley. There's a bridge which helps you get across the ford area. The alpacas are like walking through it or standing in it or sitting in it. But for us, we prefer to go across the little bridge. So that's just being repaired, ready for potential future visitors. So there are things going on in the heads of alpacas that will forever remain a mystery. I think I look at them sometimes and go, oh, yes, I can speak alpaca. I can. And then I go, I haven't got a clue. I have no idea what goes on in their little heads. It's a delight. And I do like to try and understand. I think I can read some things with the body language and their behaviour and stuff, but I sometimes feel like they're just tolerating. Do you know what I mean? They're just tolerating me, and they're not really kind of... They kind of think I'm trying. No, not that kind of way. They think I'm having a go at trying to understand them and trying to meet their needs. Some of it they seem to be putting up with because I'm the one who brings the food, and they quite like that. Oh, dear. So we look at them, they look at us, and there's mystery on both sides of the fence. They haven't got a clue what we're thinking, and we haven't got a clue what they're thinking. But occasionally, just occasionally, there seems to be something. There's a glimmer. There's a something between us, which is magical. I love it when that happens. So I'm being... Oh, they're staring at me. He's got that thing next to his head again. He's talking, and I have no idea why. They do seem to look and communicate that piece of mystery that I am to them. So they just arrived ready for their food. Oh, the birds are coming as well. Hello, little chaffinch. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They got quite bold, the birds. I don't chase them. I get in their way sometimes, but I don't chase them, disturb them too much. So they're quite pleased to be having me around, I think, because I bring little crumbs for them to peck at. So the lake is full again. It was kind of half full, I think, was my report last time. It's now fully full and overflowing. We've had a lot of heavy rain. The girls have been quite pleased to be able to get in the water, in the drainage channel and various things. They're in various states of wet-legged attire as they've come. Some are wetter than others, but they've obviously been having a little paddle. There's a few that are still trying to kind of get over onto the causeway and get too close to my, for my liking, to the nest. But the female Goose seems to put up with them. And that's nice. So we'll get some food out and we'll see what we can see. See what's going on. See who's doing okay and who needs a bit of TLC and a bit of attention. Your nose is a bit pink there, sweet one. So we're getting round to shearing time. I've been thinking. Do you get that sense of a rising terror? I can do shearing. I've done shearing before. I've done it for years. And yet each year there's a little bit of a, am I going to be able to do this? Is it going to be all right? Can we all cope? And so this is the preparation thinking before I'm actually doing anything. It's all right once you get started doing things. When you're just kind of thinking about it and it's a bit random thoughts, doesn't work quite so well. It's not quite so good. So we shall see what we can do. But let's get some food out and catch you again in a minute. There's a cuckoo in the background doing its thing, working up and down the valley, here at different sides and in different positions up and down. They're working, going off looking for all these other birds' nests. I'm amazed that any of them survive, really. Yeah, there's probably a lot more nests there than I think. Seen some little signs of shells here and there. So there's obviously been some hatching. And which is good. Going back to speaking alpaca, you know, there's times when they look at you and you kind of go, oh, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say. I know there was times when we were having youngsters, having career, so we were on career watch, and I was there, and there's one of the she was a maiden, she hadn't had youngsters before, and she came over and she was kind of looking at me pleadingly, can you help me? What's going on? What is this? And the times when they surprise themselves by the feet arriving and the head, and they're kind of spinning around trying to see what's behind them. No, it's your baby. It's on the way. It's coming. So we miss that, having Kriya arrive. We've got to the point where, given our age and given the age of the females, we think probably it's time for us to be holding back more on the breeding side of things, because the length of their life, it's putting a longer term commitment into that, and also the girls are getting older, so yeah. But I do like seeing the pictures of careers, and do I sometimes go back and look at videos and things of youngsters when they've been just born and they're trying to find their feet, like, or when they're chasing each other around, that thing when they get into excitable infant mode for alpacas, and they'll do that boing boing boing, and they pronk around the field, and sometimes catch the bump into adults and get the adults involved as well. I always find that so funny. It's really, really lovely to see. So there's other people going to be having plenty of new arrivals, I know, and some that are in hand. Some that have started. Some's a bit early still, but for some they will have started. It was definitely, the leaves have just opened the last couple of days. We've had that rain, we've had a bit of sun as well, and the leaves on the trees have just opened. It's a bit of an irritation to me because I can't see whether the boys are at their field shelter. The leaves have opened up so much that it's blocking the view. It was convenient when there's not many leaves there. You can see exactly, oh, they're there? Yes, they're at this end of the valley. I can go feed them. Or Sue can. But no, it's been a bit more challenging. Are they there? I can't see them. What do you reckon? Are they in the right place? Are they? So they usually come. And if they're not coming, it's probably because they're not very hungry. We've had a bit of that again. This last week's been sporadic. We've had a few wandering offs round the long way round to come back to. Sometimes it's lunchtime before they have their breakfast. sometimes the boys have missed out. The boys missed out quite a bit. There must have been a bit, good bit of grass out there, so they weren't coming back for the feed. But eventually they do. I think they quite like the feed we give them. And I'm being looked at. I'm sat here with my phone again. Oh, he's doing that thing again. They're looking at me suspiciously. Hermione's been doing a suspicious look at me. She did something funny the other day, and I was just thinking, oh, are you okay? You doing right there? And she noticed, it was the tone of voice or something, but also that I'd been watching her, and she got very cautious. When I put the food out, she wanted to make sure, no, you're staying over there, aren't you? You're not coming too close to me. She's okay as long as I don't try and give too much attention. Bless her. But she's doing really well. I've been really pleased how she's gone through the winter. And she's appreciating having had her coat on in the cold weather, but she's now got the coat off, of course. And she's doing okay. Not quite sure what we do with the fleece. It's pretty short. We'll have a look when we get nearer to the shearing time to decide what we're going to do with that. And there's a few others I'm looking at. Oh, yeah, you're going to need your fleece off soon, aren't you? What's going on with your ears? You've got funny little twitchy bits on the end. That's unusual. So lots of little flies in the air. Not too many of the bigger ones. Haven't had any sort of those green bottles around, which are the ones where you're going to get fly strikes. So we're keeping an eye out, keeping an ear out, keeping a nose out. I did have to go back and smell one of them. I thought, oh, what was that? I think it stood in something rather than it was a problem with fly strike on them. But it didn't smell too sweet, but it was okay. But it's worthwhile just being aware of those things all the time. Making sure that there's not a problem that's lurking, particularly because the fleece is so full at the moment. It can hide things quite well. So, all the sensors involved, just checking to make sure everything's okay. We've got the song thrush out the back of the house that is so loud. They got a really big voice. And they're the big voice first thing in when he got the dawn chorus. When that starts, then that's the one you hear first and loudest. Is it because the others aren't singing? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think it's just got a big voice. And there's a few other birds with big voices. What birds are you aware of that have got big voices? I think the little wren is amazing. The sound of the volume that this little bird can create, the sound of the wren singing is just amazing. Beautiful song. So we've got a few more things around, goldfinches and things around the house. Wow, that's nice. Wow. So I feel special. It's a less common bird close up to the house, but it's. So lots of activity, of course, and a few things for us to be doing and getting on top of. Things like the bridge. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your help and assistance with that. And other bits and pieces, getting the food in the right place. We've got another food delivery coming in next couple of days. And get that stacked away. They're eating a bit less, so we're just reducing the rations as they're leaving more behind, or it's taking longer for them to get through the food. So that's another measure of what's going on. And the grass is improving, which is good. So they're choosing to have less of the alfalfa or the pelleted food. And we just need to ease that back, which is good. Keep the water topped up. Oh, they were standing in it the other day. It was filthy. just generally muddy. But so keeping an eye on the water supplies as well. But they've got access to the lake, and they're doing plenty of paddling. And then they're doing other stuff with the drinking water. Just needs to be refreshed fairly often. Good for sluicing down the other area when I've mucked out as well, so that helps. Seagulls in the background. God, seagulls get everywhere. I don't know. There's a load of them up in the air, really high, calling to each other. What are you doing? What are you doing here? you feel like, I feel like you're in the wrong place, but obviously they feel at home. And you do get them following on behind the plough and in the fields, and they clearing up all the stuff that's been brought to the surface. But we haven't got any of that going on. They're just up in the air talking to each other, drifting gently sort of towards the sea, but I don't think they're going to go that far. The girls are half in and half out. Some have wandered off, and they've been spending a lot more time out on the bank. They've got a particular place. It was quite wet last night, in the middle of the night. And I couldn't do anything about it, of course, but they're not going to follow me anyway. But yeah, so it was they got a bit wet, but they weren't too bad this morning. They'd obviously been tucked away, protected under the trees and things, so they're pretty sensible. Looking good, sounding good. Everything heading in the right direction. So there we go. If you can, go spend some time with your alpacas and breathe. See you again soon. And next week, just to remind you, next week it will be the last one of the weekly ones. We're going to shift to the podcast being every fortnight. And so next week will be the last one of the weekly ones. And after that, it'll be two weeks. Take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.